from Tidbits on March 31st, 2008. This is the audio version of Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Apple TV 2.0.1 was released last week, and, well, Apple doesn't say what it does. The only way to know it exists is to go to Settings, General, Update Software on Apple TV. A new Genres submenu now appears under My Movies, and we'll assume that bug fixes have been applied. Mac Pro EFI Firmware Update 1.3 fixes several issues to improve the stability of the Mac Pro early 2008. Tidbits reader Jack Hayes tells us the update appears to fix an annoying problem that would cause a Mac Pro to restart when awakened from sleep. Firmware Restoration CD 1.5 enables users of the Mac Pro early 2008 to restore the firmware of the machine after an interrupted or unsuccessful update. Previous versions of this CD work with other Mac models. You will have to download this disk image and burn it to a CD to be able to use it. MoneyDance 2008 from Riley Technologies is a major update to the company's personal finance program, often listed as a primary competitor to Intuit's Quicken. Notable changes include improved matching for downloaded transactions, a zoomable homepage graph for quickly exploring income and expenses, over-under budget highlighting, a pop-up calendar for choosing dates, and a new capital gains report, along with numerous bug fixes and minor enhancements. MoneyDance may be the only Macintosh application other than Quicken that does transaction download and online bill payment using the standard online banking protocol OFX. Freeway 5 from Softpressed Systems adds numerous significant features to the company's web design software, including the capability to create CSS-based menus, personalized templates for Blogger, a suite of Google Actions to add Google content to sites, a set of Scriptaculous Actions for dynamic effects, accessibility options, sliced background images, background effects, nested HTML lists, iPhoto import, color labeling, and more. Pro and Express versions are both available. Softpress provides a comparison document. Airport Extreme Update 2008-001 for Tiger improves the reliability of airport connections on Intel-based Macs running macOS 10.4 Tiger. Security Update 2008-002 version 1.1 replaces Security Update 2008-002 version 1.0 and will be installed by Software Update for macOS 10.5.2 users who have not yet installed version 1.0 and for 10.5.2 users who have Aperture 2.0 and who have already installed Security Update 2008-002 version 1.0. The new release fixes problems with the printer settings in Aperture 2.0 under 10.5.2. No other applications or versions of macOS 10 are affected. Plugin Manager 1.7.3 from Apple fixes unspecified reliability problems in all of Apple's professional applications, including Final Cut Studio, Final Cut Express, Aperture, and Logic Express. iPod Reset Utility 1.0.3 for Mac from Apple restores the first and second generation iPod Shuffle models to factory settings when iTunes is unable to do so. MailTags 2.2 from InDev Software adds Leopard support to this popular mail add-on, which enables users to tag messages with Spotlight searchable keywords, categories, due dates, and more. The new version supports all the data types in Mail version 3, including RSS articles, notes, and to-do items. It also features a new modular architecture that will allow for future features to be added by way of drop-in extras, and Extras SDK for third parties is in the works. Soho Organizer 7.0 from Kronos is a major upgrade to the company's long-standing calendaring and contact management application for individuals and work groups. New in 7.0 are recurring tasks, display of tasks and calendar views, date and alphabet bars for quickly filtering events and contacts, the capability to print calendars from all calendar views, automatic age calculations for birthdays and anniversaries, and support for creating and printing CD/DVD labels. Soho Notes 7.0 from Kronos adds a number of features to the Note Manager for individuals and network work groups. Most interesting among the new features is the capability to attach an unlimited number of tasks to notes and to embed tasks within notes. Other improvements include a detailed sidebar for editing note attributes, importing of data into forms, the addition of a comments field for each note, and improved printing. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and I hope you really like this Tidbits watch list. Let me know if you have any comments.